and lard, you know, like that, was a nickel. Because I know my mom used to buy, I was a little girl, but I remember getting lard in little old scoops. You know them little scoops? Mm-hmm. In a little wooden tray, like that. Mm-hmm. And
but it wasn't all packaged.
No,
just,
sir.
They just sold it.
That's right, little scoops, something like that, little wooden tray.
You had it in bowls and it would dip out as much as you want.
Uh-huh.
So they sold it in bulk, is that how they say it? In bulk?
It wouldn't be no bulk, it'd be in a, did they have it in a bear? In a big old wooden bear, loose.
Right.
You'd like to have crackers in a cane, where you could get a nickel worth of crackers or something other like that. It was loose, you could get them in a bag. Well, that's where that lard was. You go, my mother and them go, they had trays, little old wooden trays, about that long, about that deep. Where you could get a pound or either 2 pounds in there. A lard. Well, my mother and them would have, they'd kill hogs. They wouldn't have to buy no lard because she'd cook up her lard, trim them hogs up and cook lard. Well, that meat be left to call that crackling. Well, you could take that cornbread and make crackling bread. Put them cracklings in there. That's good too.
That's
mm-hmm. Well, in that year, we didn't make nothing. We made them 22 bales of cotton. Well, the boss man let my daddy have $100. And they had to buy all those little children some shoes and things out of it. Well, the shoes and things wasn't high like these years now. To go a long way to $100 mm-hmm. back then.
When you buy these things, say nickels, were the crackers, what would the merchant put them in?
Paper bag.
Brown paper bag.
Yeah,
paper bag like that.
Fool.
For a nickel.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Can you snaps?
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
What other kind of bags do you remember? Would you have, what would flour come in?
You get that in sacks, in cotton sacks.
Yeah, sure. 25 pounds. Yeah, they have 12 pounds. Could get 12 pounds of flour, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And 24 pounds. And because it got 25 pounds, but at that time you got 24 pounds. 12 pounds sack, 24 pounds sack.
And then half a bales and bales.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm-hmm. How about fertilizer? Did you buy anything like potatoes or fertilizer and bags or sacks?
Well, they never did have to buy any fertilizer in them days, huh?
Sure did, because the land was rich.
Everywhere
you plant something. Mm-hmm.
It has started this fertilizer junk here lately.
Sure, we're rotting up everything. Sure, stuff rots up behind fertilizer. Now, we used to raise sweet potatoes and ice potatoes. Till potatoes come again, they wouldn't rot. Letting it dry rot. Now you buy them off the trucks rotting. Because they raise them so fast now with fertilizer.
Well, I wonder, what is a croaker sack or a toe sack?
Croaker sacks, that's a...
You can get
get in them croaker sacks. They put cotton seeds in them.
And you get ice potatoes in them too. They even have ice potatoes in them because Dennis used to buy them all the time. 50 pounds.
I'm way back yonder now.
Oh, way back yonder,
Yeah, they have cotton seeds in them croaker sacks. We call them croaker sacks and grass sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And you done seen them, ain't you?
Real rough.
They fit those small holes in them, yeah, rough.
Real rough.
I saw one right out here on this porch while I've been wiping my feet. Croaker sack.
Oh, I see. Well, it's not so rough. It's not so rough.
It ain't too rough. Well, that's what you call a croaker sack.
That looks like linen, in fact, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like linen.
Joe do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of got some little holes. You can have a croaker sack. Sometimes you call it a grass sack.
Bad material.
Yeah.